The last year, beginning in probably right around now in March, has been, I wasn't instructed to shut down my business, but, you know, watching the news and, CNN and all of those, ABC and all the news channels, I decided that it would be in my best interest and in the interest of everyone else to close my shops. And so I closed down actually all of my businesses. I have 7 businesses altogether. And so I just shut them all down, every single one of them, and I haven't been open since. I've had a few car rentals and I think a couple of people staying at my cottage. But other than that, I've been closed down.
So I understand that 2020 wasn't the only tough year for you. Tell me a little bit about the year before.
Well, a previous tourism director decided, and actually it was a good decision for the Department of Tourism in Metlakatla, because the tourists really loved it, and they were able to carry it out so that they went to a different place and went on the beach instead of tying up to the float and the breakwater. However, what it did to my business was basically just almost wiped it out, so that I hardly had any business at my shop, because the people were over there on the beach instead of shopping.
And how has that been for you? I mean, financially, have you been able to, you know, stay afloat?
Very good question. I have been able to stay afloat. I don't know how. I think it's actually it had to do with the pandemic unemployment assistance program through the federal government. Getting that money really helped me a lot. And if it weren't for that help, then I don't think that I would, you know, still be in business now. I'm barely in business as it is, but my doors are still pretty much shut. I don't let anyone in there. But now, this was an update from like maybe, I would say a couple months ago. But now that pretty much a lot of people are getting vaccinated, it's going to make a big difference. However, we have we have people being vaccinated, and then we have those who are refusing to get vaccinated. So, you know, it's hard to tell exactly how this is going to turn out.
And with the big cruise ships not looking like they're going to come back to Ketchikan this summer, barring some, you know, act of Congress or Canada changing its mind, what's your outlook for the next year? I mean, are you going to be able to hang on, or are you marketing to different people? What's it looking like for you for the next year or so?
Well, I have never given up. I actually did think about selling my business at one point, you know, but I thought, well, nobody's going to want to buy a business right now because there is no business. And so, but later on, I thought maybe later on in the year I would put my business up for sale. But now that I think about it, I think I really like it too much. And I think that with a few changes in the tourism areas, you know, we could get back to being profitable as we were before. And I also have a website. I have a website, and I'm on Facebook. I have a lot of ways to get a hold of me. So a lot of people know about my business, but it's just, you know, I don't know if they don't feel comfortable in getting a hold of me right now. They assume that I'm not doing anything, but I am. One of the things that I depend upon a lot is my botanicals business. And I have Devil's Club Root, Healing Salve, and Healing Oil. And, you know, I have other things like turmeric capsules and beetroot powder capsules and things like that I'm going to be making. So it's an ongoing thing that I like to keep current in the herbal department and the nutrition department. So I think it's going to be okay. As long as we don't have a big surge, I'm worried about, you know, my husband and I watch the news all the time, and we're worried. I'm worried about the big surges that are expected from people not wearing masks and not doing what they should be doing, you know, to keep on protecting themselves and other people from the coronavirus. So depending on the coronavirus and when it goes away, I think I should be doing fine.